And I know we've been in the middle of doing our little Revelation thing. And I hope y'all excuse me. But in light of the things that have been going on in the world and the time of the year it is, we're going to skip a week and go in a different direction today. So our message today is be thankful in all things. And before we get into our first scripture, I'd like to speak a little bit about the problems that we see today worldwide. We see the ISIS, the terrorist, attacking and killing hundreds of people in Paris. Just this week, they've taken over a hotel in, I forget which country it was. It was one of the African countries. It's happening all around the world. It is certainly a growing, escalating problem. And it has caused a great amount of fear here in the U.S. We know we have been attacked before. And I think with what's happening around the world, there's an increasing fear that it can happen here again. And as David pointed out in our Torah study just this morning, interestingly enough, it's not a lack of faith to have fear, necessarily. It's certainly not a sin to have fear. But I think we came to the understanding that we should not be overcome by this fear. Now, when we're overcome by this fear, as David also pointed out, it causes us to act irrationally. It causes us to act out of character. It certainly doesn't lead us to be acting the character of God. I know everyone is greatly concerned about the immigration thing. And about the fact that our government wants to bring in a lot more immigrants from some of these Muslim countries. And I think this is probably a rational fear, but we cannot be overcome by it. When we're overcome by it, we start to act in an ungodly manner. We don't want our nation to become so overcome with this fear that we fail to give asylum to Christians from some of these countries. Speaking on immigrants, we'd like to make mention the fact that this yearly time in this country, we're coming up on our holiday known as Thanksgiving. And it was started by some immigrants. It was started by some of the people who founded this country as we know it today. And they were, in fact, immigrants at the time. And they would not have survived. We see a lot of things about that first Thanksgiving and a lot of misconceptions about it. But that first Thanksgiving actually was possible because the natives of this land actually showed a godly spirit and fed those immigrants who weren't doing well. Now, I'm not standing in the pulpit and saying that, comparing a quarter million Muslims to the founding fathers is not what I'm doing. I'm not saying we should open our borders to all of these people. That's not what I'm saying. But I am saying that we need to prayerfully seek God's will in all these things before we make decisions on them, before we shut our minds. And we need to be careful to not be overcome by the fear that the circumstances of the world that we live in has caused today. We need to continue to be thankful. And with that thought, we're going to go to our first scripture. And that is in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5, verses 16 through 18. It says, rejoice always, pray without ceasing, give thanks in all circumstances, for this is the will of God in Christ Jesus for you. It says, give thanks in all circumstances. So before we become overcome with this fear that's in our world today, remember to continue to give thanks. Be thankful for the freedoms that we have experienced our whole lives. I think each one of us here today has lived our whole lives in the United States of America. And we've had a lot of great freedoms. We don't need to get caught up into this fear to the point that we forget to be thankful. We do not need to become so fearful that these freedoms are going to be taken from us that we forget the fact that we have them today. Today, we are free to come here and assemble together and worship God. Worship our Savior, Yeshua. Give thanks to the Father for sending Him. We're free to do that. Many countries, Messianics and Christians, are not allowed to do that. Many countries. Many countries are killed for doing that very thing. So before we become overcome with this fear, make sure we remember to be thankful for what we have today. And when we remember these things, I think it will help us. As it says in Psalms 29, verse 11, may the Lord give strength to His people. May the Lord bless His people with peace. If He gives us strength and He blesses us with peace, as He has for the majority of all of our lives in here, does that mean that we will never face trying times like Jacob tried when he was faced whenever he was going to meet his brother Esau? No, it doesn't. But it does mean that if we have the inward strength and peace that He gives us, we will be able to do as Jacob did. I think a lot of people forget this in that story. As Jacob did, we will be able to overcome that fear, face it, and meet our enemies, whatever they might be. Even if our enemies are just our imagination. Because in the story of Jacob, we talked about this morning, in fact, at that point in time of his life, his enemy was his own imagination. His brother Esau loved him. His brother Esau just wanted to have some fellowship, some time with his brother. But Jacob's imagination led him to believe it was something else. If we rely on the strength that the Lord gives us, we will not be overcome with that fear. We will be able to go forward and face whatever it is. Whatever it is that's put in our path. Now, we know that we live in a time, as we were talking about here, where ISIS and all these other hate groups, they change their name from time to time, but ISIS, Hamas, all the many names they operate under, but it's all the same group. It's all the same terrorist. It's all part of a movement of Satan. And Satan would like nothing better than to cause us to be overcome with fear. For if we're overcome with fear, like we said a while ago, we will not carry out the will of God. When Yeshua was facing the cross, he was scared. He was distressed greatly, it told us. But he was not overcome with the fear. That's why we're going to look at a scripture here in a little while that he told us that he's overcome the world. And he overcame the world because he was not overcome by fear. And by not being overcome by that fear, he carried out whose will? He carried out the will of the Father. He didn't carry out the human will that was fighting within him at that time, but he carried out the will of the Father. And in Philippians chapter 4, we're told something that is hard to carry out, I think. Verses 6 and 7 says, "Do not worry about anything, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known to God, and the peace of God will, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus." Now, I don't think Paul is saying here that we'll never be fearful. But what Paul is saying is don't be overcome by worry about that fear, but by prayer and supplication and thanksgiving, let our requests be known by God. And at that point, the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds. And we saw that carried out with Yeshua, because we saw the night in the Garden of Gethsemane where he was fearful, he was greatly distressed, but he did what? He was in prayer. He was in prayer and supplication, just as we're told to be here. And by the time the soldiers came for him, what was he? By the time that he was carried before the ruler, what was he? He was calm and he was at peace with what was happening. He overcame the fear the very way that Paul is telling us here to overcome it. It's not saying you won't have it, but we're given the recipe to how to overcome it. And we did see that example from him, that he overcame it in that very manner. There's a reason that the story of the night before his death is told to us in Scripture. And that Scripture is, that is told to us in Scripture where we can draw from it, where we can know how to overcome these times. Because like we said in Torah study, if we're living in the times that we suspect we are, when we look at prophecy, some of us may very well live to go through things almost exactly like Yeshua went through. We may have to bear that cross. We may have to lay our life down. That is why, and if it's not our generation, it will certainly be a generation. For we know from prophecy that it is coming. And that is why Scripture goes into such detail, I think, to tell us exactly what happened that night and that day, and exactly how fearful Yeshua was, the fact that he was greatly distressed, and how he overcame it. It's an example for us on how we can do the same. In John chapter 14, verse 27, Yeshua said this to us, "Peace I leave with you, my peace I give to you. I do not give to you as the world gives. Do not let your hearts be troubled, and do not let them be afraid." Again, we know when we take the Bible line upon line and precept upon precept, this is not saying that we will never have fear, because it tells us to live our life exactly as he lived his, and he had fear. But it is again part of the recipe of how to not be consumed by that fear. He's telling us, if we put our faith in him at the time, at whatever that time is for us, he will bring us that same peace that the Father brought to him on that day of his crucifixion. If he had not have trusted in the Father, and if he had not used that recipe to overcome that fear, what would happen to us? We wouldn't be here, would we? We'd be lost. We'd have no hope. Because he is what? By overcoming his fear, he is what? He is our Savior. And you have to have a Savior if you've done what? If you've sinned. And when we take the Word of God line upon line, precept upon precept, we find that what has everybody besides him done? We've sinned. He's the only one that never did. For the Word tells us all have sinned and come short of the glory of God. So we have to have a Savior. So had he not overcome his fear, we would be lost. And guess what? I am very thankful for that today. in these trying times we live in, I am very thankful for that. So if we have to suffer some in these times, we should be like the apostles were and rejoice because of it. The apostles suffered and went away rejoicing because they found it to be an honor. I hope that when our time comes, we can overcome our fear and be the same. In Psalms 106, chapter 1, it says, "Praise the Lord, O give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his steadfast love endures forever." His steadfast love endures forever. Doesn't say that his steadfast love endures up until the point of tribulation, does it? It doesn't say his steadfast love endures up until the point that you face a trial. It says it endures forever. And by it enduring forever, he will never forsake you. He will always be there for you. And you need to remember this one thing. John chapter 16. Excuse me. In verse 33. I have said this to you so that in me you may have peace. In the world you face persecution, but take courage, I have conquered the world. Some translations say, I have overcome the world. So that fear that he faced that night did not overcome him. He faced that fear through prayer and supplication to the Father, and he conquered the world. So if you belong to him today, what can the world do to you? Nothing that matters. Nothing that matters. Satan wants you to be overcome by fear. And he says, in the world you face persecution, but take courage. Now that doesn't say that we won't be scared, does it? He's advising us, you're going to be scared, but take courage. I have already conquered the world. So if he's already conquered the world for us, be thankful. Be thankful in the day that you live in. And always remember that prayer and supplication is the key. It was the key for Yeshua. It's the key for you and me. If we keep our connection with him through prayer, we will know what to do no matter how fearful we might be at the time. And as Sister Tammy pointed out this morning, he talks about in trying times that he'll feed you the hidden manna. He fed the ancestors for 40 years. For 40 years. He literally fed them by food falling out of the sky. Now, think about this. That defies everything that we know about this universe. How smart men think we are, and the atmosphere and all the things around us. The fact that food could fall from heaven defies everything that we know. That's how powerful our God is. Don't forget it. Because when you forget it, that's when that fear will overcome you. Now, we're talking about thankfulness and not being overcome by the fear and having peace. So I want to talk about a few things that I'm thankful for this morning from the Word of God. So I want to go to John chapter 21. And I want to start in verse 15. This is him talking to Simon Peter. It says, when they had finished breakfast, Jesus said to Simon Peter, Simon, son of John, do you love me more than these? He said to him, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my lambs. A second time, he said to him, Simon, son of John, do you love me? And he said, yes, Lord, you know that I love you. Jesus said to him, tend my sheep. He said to him a third time, Simon, son of John, do you love me? Peter felt hurt because he said this to him the third time. Do you love me? And he said, Lord, you know everything. So he's saying to him, you already know. Why do you keep asking me this question? You already know. He says, Lord, you know everything. You know that I love you. Jesus said to him, feed my sheep. And then he goes on to tell him the type of death that he would face. Gives him a heads up, so to speak. But I am thankful that he left instructions for us to be fed. He told Peter to feed me and you. He is our shepherd. We are his sheep. And that feed lives on for us through Peter's writings, does it not? Peter lived the whole rest of his life doing that very thing, feeding his sheep. And we wish we had more of Peter's writings, but we have some. But those instructions live on for us through his writings and through others' writings, because one thing that we see about Peter when we see the apostles, Peter was one of their leaders, was he not? Yeshua was the leader, but Peter was one of the more stronger-willed of the apostles. And I think part of the reason Yeshua was making sure he told Peter this is because he felt that some of the others would follow Peter's lead. So these instructions for us to be fed live on through the writings. And I am very thankful for that this morning. And in Matthew chapter 15, we have a statement from Yeshua himself that I am very thankful for. Chapter 15 in verse 24. So Yeshua talking, he answered, I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Now, I was one of the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Was. I'm no longer lost because he came for me. Amen. He came for me. And I am thankful for the fact that he did. Are you the lost sheep of the house of Israel, or were you the lost sheep of the house of Israel? Each and every one of us was. Through him, and through the fact that he came for us, and if we accept that fact, we are no longer the lost sheep of the house of Israel. We're found. And back in John, chapter 10. This is one of the most, to me, I think we all have one of those scriptures that touches us deep in our heart. And this is one of those for me. In John chapter 10, in verse 18, he says, or starting in 17, he says, "For this reason the Father loves me, because I lay down my life in order to take it up again. No one takes it from me, but I lay it down of my own accord. I have the power to lay it down, and I have the power to take it up again. I have received this command from my Father." He not only came for me, but he gave his life in my place. Amen. He died a sinner's death. I am a sinner. He was perfect. So he not only came for this lost sheep, but he laid his life down. He gave the ultimate sacrifice for me. And I am thankful for that today. As we enter into this time of thanksgiving, be thankful for that. And remember, as we're told in Psalms chapter 73, as soon as I get there, Psalm 73 and 23, remember this. He says, "Nevertheless, I am continually with you. You hold my right hand. You guide me with your counsel, and afterwards you will receive me with honor. Whom have I in heaven but you? And there is nothing on earth that I desire other than you. My flesh and my heart may fail, but God is the strength of my heart and my portion forever." Amen. He is our portion forever. And you know what forever means? It means forever. It doesn't mean temporarily. It means through him we have eternal life. And I am thankful for that. I am thankful that the Son came and laid down his life and died for me. I'm thankful that it was a command from the Father. He said it was a command from the Father. So be thankful that the Father sent him to do so, and the Son had the willingness to do it and knew how to overcome the fear and carry through with the will of the Father. I'm going to close by saying this. We have so much to be thankful for if we'll just quit dwelling on the negative. And I'm as guilty of it as anybody. When we go on Facebook and we look at our own post and we look at our friends' post of the things that are going on, we see very few positive posts in the last few weeks. We're all getting caught up in the negative of what's going on. But we have so much to be thankful for, we need to stop dwelling on that. Don't be ignorant to it, of what's going on, because as we said earlier, you have to have common sense. He gave that to us. Not dwelling on it don't mean to be ignorant to it. It means not dwelling on it. And let's make ourselves a list of all the things we have to be thankful for and give him thanks for it. And he's promised us in these scriptures that we see today that when we do that, instead of fear, we will have peace. We will be able to overcome that fear and have peace. Let's stand and say our blessings together. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance on you and give you peace. Amen.